Audio Renaissance presents Better by Atul Gawande. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. Introduction. Several years ago, in my final year of medical school, I took care of a patient who was stuck in my mind. I was on an internal medicine rotation, my last rotation before graduating. The senior resident had assigned me primary responsibility for three or four patients. One was a wrinkled 70-something-year-old Portuguese woman who had been admitted because, I'll use the technical term here, she didn't feel too good. Her body ached. She had become tired all the time. She had a cough. She had no fever. Her pulse and blood pressure were fine. But some laboratory tests revealed her white blood cell count was abnormally high. A chest x-ray showed a possible pneumonia. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. So her internist admitted her to the hospital, and now she was under my care. I took sputum and blood cultures and, following the internist's instructions, started her on an antibiotic for this possible pneumonia. I went to see her twice each day for the next several days. I checked her vital signs, listened to her lungs, looked up her labs. Each day she stayed more or less the same. She had a cough, she had no fever, she just didn't feel good. We'd give her antibiotics and wait her out, I figured. She'd be fine. One morning on 7 o'clock rounds, she complained of insomnia and having sweats overnight. We checked the vital sheets. She still had no fever. Her blood pressure was normal. Her heart rate was running maybe slightly faster than before, but that was all. Keep a close eye on her, the senior resident told me. Of course, I said, though nothing we'd seen seemed remarkably different from previous mornings. I made a silent plan to see her at midday, around lunchtime. The senior resident, however, went back.